Thursday, the 8th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I want us to think about the sea and how important the sea is. And you know, we know very little about the sea, even though we've been on the earth for a very long time as human beings. We sometimes know even less about the sea than we do about outer space. And it's very difficult to discover because it's such a difficult place to go. So I want to talk today about someone who has discovered quite a lot about the sea. And her name is Sylvia Earle. And she was a marine biologist, an explorer, and an aquanaut. An aquanaut? It sounds a bit like an astronaut, doesn't it? And what it means is aquanauts are people who go down under the sea and they walk around on the bottom of the sea floor, perhaps. And that's what she did. She discovered some of the unknown things about the sea and added them to what we already know. So, she was an American born in 1935 in New Jersey in America. And she grew up to become a marine biologist. And in 1966, she finished her doctorate. And at that stage, it was still very unusual for women to get doctorates, especially in the sciences, from Duke University. And there she did a lot of research on algae. So do you know what algae is? Algae isn't even as big as a fish. It's very small. Algae is that sort of stuff that looks a bit like slime, actually. But it's little creatures that live in the sea. She scuba dived to collect over 20,000 algae samples to write her dissertation. And she was the first woman to dive out of a lockout chamber of a submerged submarine in 1968. In 1969, there was a brilliant new research program which was called the Tektite Project. And this was a program in which scientists could live for a few weeks at a depth of 15 meters under the sea in the Great Lemassure Bay in the Virgin Islands. And Sylvia really wanted to go and be part of the team. But they decided that as everyone was living on a very small submerged submarine, that they would only have one gender on board. So the first year was an all-male mission. But Sylvia really motivated for why she needed to go. And the next year, she led an all-female team. And she loved spending up to 10 hours a day diving among the coral reefs outside her Tektite home. And so she really got to see and to understand a lot about the underwater world that we now know about, but we didn't know at the time. When she wasn't researching and writing books, she was exploring new depths. That's a pun, hey? In 1979, she wore a person-sized submarine called the Jim Suit and broke the depth record for an untethered dive. So that's where you're not connected to the surface. And there, deep in the Pacific Ocean, she saw all sorts of luminescent animals. So those are animals that glow in the dark that we didn't know about before. And she went on to help develop the submarine Deep Rover and became a National Geographic Explorer in Residence. Now, one of the things that Sylvia realized with all her work in the sea and over this period of time was that she began to realize that there was a whole lot of pollution in the oceans, and that the pollution was destroying our oceans. It was destroying coral, it was destroying fish breeding grounds, it was destroying all sorts of things. So that was one big problem. And she also realized there was another big problem, and that was overfishing. So overfishing happens when we get big sea trawlers that pull huge nets behind them, and they just pick up everything. And then they don't even use a lot of what they pick up, and they just throw back into the sea all these dead sea animals, but they've destroyed whole areas. And we've seen in our country, around the coast of South Africa, we've seen our Navy have to defend our borders and our fish You didn't think we defended our fish, but we do. We've had to defend our fish from foreign trawlers that want to come in and catch all our fish, and then what would our own people eat, and destroy our natural areas. And South Africa has one of the biggest marine reserves. So you know how we have, I know most kids know about our land reserves, like the Kruger Park or the Isimangaliso Park, but we don't all know about our huge marine reserve. So we have the oldest marine reserve on the planet, off the Knysna coast. There we have the oldest marine reserve. So that's an area where fishing is not allowed, where certainly trawler fishing is not allowed. Sometimes there are agreements. If there is a local community that has had fishing rights in the area all this time, they are allowed to use traditional fishing methods because human beings and the land can be can be balanced together, but they don't allow big fishing companies to come in with huge trawlers and take all the fish. And we protect areas like that. We protect them all over, actually, our coastline. And we use our navy a bit like a military to protect them and to stop people from overfishing because we're worried about future generations having access to the beauty of marine life and to fish, but also because the oceans are one of the places where our planet breathes. And if we pollute our oceans and kill all the algae and kill all the plants that live in the oceans, we will not get enough oxygen in the air. But the oceans are one of the big places that release oxygen, and we, of course, need oxygen to live. So we can be grateful to Cynthia because she was named the first hero for the planet in 1998 by Time magazine, which is quite a big deal. And that was when they were just beginning in the 80s to realize that conservation was an important thing that we needed to have if we were going to survive as a species. Pope Benedict, let's have a Catholic moment here. Pope Benedict wanted us to think about, I wonder if you do this in your home. Many Catholics have the practice of not eating meat on a Friday. I wonder if you do this in your home, that you don't have meat on Fridays. And quite often what people do is they have fish instead on Fridays. But Pope Benedict said, at the moment, with the concern about the sea, perhaps we should have no meat and no fish on Fridays, and we should have a vegetarian day on a Friday. Of course, we do that vegetarian thing. We have no meat because we're remembering the crucifixion. We're having kind of a fasting day, a fasting from meat. But Pope Benedict suggested that we should probably also have no fish on Fridays because we want to be concerned for the planet. So that's my little challenge to you guys, that you might want to go home and talk to Mom and Dad and say, can we have a no meat, no fish Friday? And see what exciting recipes you can find. Let's pray now. Lord, even if we live very far away from the sea and don't get to see it very often, we want to pray for our sea. We want to pray that people treat it with respect. We want to pray for those people who are fishermen and those people who run fisheries to be cautious and think carefully about how they fish in a sustainable way. And we want to pray for human beings not to put pollution and litter into the sea so that the sea might be a place of life for itself and for us. And we ask this, Lord, trusting in your love for your creation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.